vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
2022. New start. New music. New attitude. Start your Sunday off right with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Chris, Jen, and DC. 6 to 9. Spend quality time on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Jesus, whoever's listening, please cover them today, I pray. Jesus, whoever's watching, please protect them along the way. Wherever they go, please go with them. And let your grace and mercy follow them. I pray for favor, unusual favor, and healing, supernatural healing. And blessings to overtake them. This is my prayer for you. This is my prayer for you. When the day comes to an end, I pray, my friend, you'll say, God did it. Amen. 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 My friend, you say,
pray, my friend, that you won't say. God did it.
Every one of you out there, have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song simply says this.
Sometimes in life, you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait on the Lord, and you'll see always keep his word, but you must just trust in him. Don't be dismayed. Whoa, can't cause it.
Patience in time of trouble.
Yeah.
Trust and believe in him.
Promises. Oh, my.
presence is here. In my prayer time, the Lord gave me this song and told me to share it with the world.
Jesus, we call you, Lord. doing something, Jesus.
Have you ever called on Jesus and supernaturally he turned your situation around? When you call on him, you'll never be the same.
Don't let him be the same. Don't let him be the same.
Come on, let's call his name. That there's power in the name of Jesus.
Everybody in here, stand on your feet real quick, please, please. On the count of three, say your first name. One, two, three. Nothing happened. Now on the count of three, I want you to say the name that's above every name. The name that makes demons tremble. The name that makes sick bodies be healed. One, two, three.
Welcome to this Sunday's edition of Mind, Soul, and Spirit with your hosts, DC, and my brother, Chris Heron. What's up, Chris?
Hey.
Hey, you just heard Kirk Carr with Something Happens. Before that, we heard Donnie McClurkin and Karen Clark shared with Wait, and we opened that set up with Anthony Brown's Group Therapy, and amen, amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall be glad and rejoice in it this Sunday. How you doing, bro?
I am good. Good morning to all the friends of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. This is the show for soulful music on a Sunday morning, CKUT 90.3 FM. We got, of course, DC's Classic Corner in just a few short minutes, the second hour, powerful playlist, the picks of the week in the final hour, and great, great gospel music for the next 3 hours here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
Of course, before we get into music, just a little weather update. Today, it looks like it's going to be 60% chance of rain and clouds, so of course, walk with your umbrellas, but it looks like it'll be a high of 7. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 11, though, and Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 16. It's happening, you guys. It's getting better and better. Wednesday, however, will be rainy again, but a high of 13. Thursday, a high of 14 with more rain, but the sun will reappear Friday morning, prompt and early, with a mix of cloud, but a high of 11. And that's my 7-day, 6-day weather forecast. All right, so stick and stay with us here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Coming up, we've got
Benjamin Dubé, Bow Down and Worship Him, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. just bow down. Before the earth was formed, you are God. We bow before your throne, O God, and we just want to give you praise. We cannot make it without you, and we cannot make it without your power. Jesus, if it wasn't of your love and your faithfulness to the cross, where would we be? Today we are able to stand and testify that your death was life unto us. Your pain was healing unto our body. And your tears, O Lord, they were celebration and joy unto us. We thank you, O God, that you are in this place and we are able to experience your presence. We bow before your throne, not because we do not have any other God to bow before, but because we tried you and we found you to be worthy of the praise. And this is why we bow before your throne, O God. Everybody, come on. Jesus the King. to Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. We are not locked down, and we are not locked in, nor are we locked up. When we are in the presence of the Lord, God opens where it's locked, and He locks where it's open. In Him we move, in Him we live, and in Him we have our being. Isaiah says, we have the key of David, the scepter, the authority, the power that was given to Jesus the Messiah. And Job says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we release on earth, it shall be released in heaven. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of corruption. And we release God's people from the power of the enemy. For we know that in Him there is life. Everyone that is sick right now, I speak healing. Everyone that is confused right now, we release you. Let us call on the Spirit of the Lord. Consuming fire.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me because
my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love,
love is patient.
Is patient, caring love.
Love is kind.
Is kind.
Love is felt
is
most.
When it's
genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it. And took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God, he favors me.
But it would not
will not bend,
won't compromise. God favors me.
I spoke life
and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me, but God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
My faith in God, he favored me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise. God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health.
God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
Conspired. They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My character.
My integrity. My faith in God.
Everything was in question. But he favored
will
me.
Not fall, will not
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through. And I spoke life.
And
I spoke prosperity.
And
I spoke health.
Home singing this, I will remain is the easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yes, I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
You're definitely listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, the hotspot on the FM dial, 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web, with music by William Murphy and Hezekiah Walker. Coming up next, throwback songs in DC's Classic Corner. But first, here is Toronto Mass Choir, Refiner's Fire, on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
Thank you. back the clock. Time for the classic corner on Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
Of the show you've all been waiting for, Dee's Classic Corner. Is that audacious, Christopher? I know. I look forward to our Classic Corner. So good morning and welcome again to this Sunday morning edition of the Classic Corner. Last week was Grammy Music's biggest night, celebrating the best in music, and one of our very own, and of course we've got to claim her because she is gospel gold, Cece Winans, enjoyed her third Grammy win. So my theme this morning is a salute to gospel Grammy winners of the past. I open this set with Grammy winner and the late and unforgettable Edwin Hawkins. In 1970, Edwin Hawkins took home the Grammy for Best Soul Gospel Performance. He would go on to win three additional awards from the Recording Academy, being recognized for the group's songs Every Man Wants to Be Free back in 1971, and Wonderful back in 1978, and a live album, Edwin Hawkins Music and Art Seminar Mass Choir back in 1993. Here he is with, unfortunately not the song that I had originally chosen, however, a very still highly requested song to this day, Oh Happy Day, recorded back in 1978. Here he is. Enjoy and be blessed. Tuning into Mind, Soul, and Spirit, it is now 6:56, and you just heard Edwin Hawkins with Oh Happy Day. Just a quick correction, that song was not released back in 1978, actually was released back in 67, and still has mass appeal to this very day. All right, so next up, Andre Crouch. Andre Crouch has been the recipient of not only one, but 7 Grammys throughout his illustrious career. His first win was for the album Take Me Back, an album that brings back such fond childhood memories. I remember how taboo his music was in our conservative church community, but we still played and sang his music as they were songs of soul and redemption. I played for you this morning one of my very favorite songs and title track from the album released back in 1975. Here is, along with the Disciples, singing Take Me Back, right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. that's the throwback. I know we've played that before, but honestly, just hearing it over and over again, it just brings me way back. On a side note, I want to send a shout out to Lori Gill, because when I hear that song, I think of Lori Gill, former Montrealer and piano player for Umoja and Perpetual Praise. She used to play the mess out of that song, and I just used to get so much enjoyment watching her. She's in town this weekend. Christopher, can I just share a little bit of an anecdote if you don't mind? So yesterday I had to sing at my mom's church, and Christopher gave me all kinds of nerves about having to sing the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, a cappella. So the version I practiced was this really high version, and I'm just coming over the flu, and it's, my voice is still not in shape. And when I tell you, I had nerves about having to sing this song with this high piece of track. And when I walked into the church and I saw Lori Gill, honestly, I rejoiced. So I'm sending a loving shout out to my cousin who is in town this weekend, and a happy belated birthday as she reached a milestone this year. So shout out to Lori Lynn Gill, and safe travels as you sojourn back to Toronto. All right, so moving right along. Gospel recording artist, Reverend James Cleveland, you know the man, not only recorded a gospel version of the next song I share with you, but he won his first Grammy Award for Best Gospel Soul Artist or Soul Performance with it back in 1975, along with the Southern California Community Choir, for his 1974 album release, In the Ghetto. Now, does it sound familiar? If